Living with It by Lizzie Enfield. Read by Geraldine Sherrick. Week 1. Isabel. Saturday.
I thought you knew.
The way Sally said it made it clear that there was something I ought to know. Something that everyone else knew and presumed I must also be aware of. And she looked around the room and lowered her voice, not wanting to be heard before delivering those four words in a questioning tone, making me feel anxious about whatever it was I was supposed to have knowledge of, but didn't. Not just then. There ought to be a word for being in a state of unknowingness. For waking up in the morning and going about your life, thinking everything is quite normal. When something has already happened which will change everything. I read once about a woman from New York who was staying at a spa in some exotic location. De-stressing or detoxing, or one of those things New Yorkers do, when 9/11 happened. And this woman missed it. She'd signed the No External Interruptions box in the spa's list of requirements for her stay. Her suite was in a block without television, radio or Wi-Fi. No newspapers were delivered to her door, so it was only 24 hours after the event, on September the 12th, when she walked across the complex to the treatment rooms and one of the other guests heard her say, "I've got an appointment for an Indian head massage," in her unmistakable accent, and cried, "Oh my God! Are you from New York? I'm so sorry, it's just so terrible." That she was alerted to the fact that the world she lived in had changed. Blissfully unaware was how I was this morning.